and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. We talk about the bridge to life. The bridge to life is Christ. You know, Christ actually, he enables us to experience a personal relationship with God through what he's done on the cross for us. How he died and shed his blood on that cross and was raised again on the third day as he died for our sins, buried, rose again. Well, he is the bridge to life, Jesus Christ. Well, my guest today is a bridge to the bridge. Because when you come to Christ, you know, you and I, we can experience hope. We can experience hope in whatever situation we're facing. But, you know, many times what the Lord needs is people who will be a bridge to the bridge of life. So a bridge of hope. The Joshua Nevis Children's Foundation has a heart to support families who have lost a child and was founded in August of 2010. A year after Max and Erica Nevis lost their beloved 3-year-old son, Joshua. He had complications from the H1N1 flu virus. The devastation of having a seriously ill child and then losing him so dramatically, so quickly, so shockingly, put them in a fog of sadness, numbness, confusion. Through what they experienced, they learned how important it is to have support, guidance, and hope for the future. Especially, and get this now, especially when it seems that all hope is lost. So, they have been a bridge of hope by bringing people to Christ who can soothe the brokenhearted. Remind you that the broken pieces of a shattered life, when your shattered dreams are scattered and strewn all across the pathway of your life, that somehow, in a way that only God can, he can put those broken pieces together and make something precious in the face and in the gripping tragedy, there can be hope. My guest today is Erica Nevis. She is the executive director of the Nevis, Joshua Nevis Children's Foundation. And I got to tell you that her and Max, when they came, it's been over a year ago, maybe a little longer than that, their program has been one of the most gripping, compelling, most listened to programs as they have shared out of their life. You know, we've broadcasted it in our classics collection, and people have been moved. I mean, up to, you know, it's like just yesterday, the Lord has been touching people. Well, Erica is in studio with me. She's a local girl, Pearl City girl, been involved in the travel and tourism industry with Starwood Hotels for many years. Before having Joshua, and now they have Logan. And the Lord has blessed them, but it's not without many, many deep lessons. And still out of a heart of healing that still feels pain, she's ministering to broken people. Erica, welcome to our show.
Good morning, Danny. Thank you so much for having me here. Thank you.
Erica, how has it been? I mean, you know, you've started the foundation. It was a year after Joshua went home to be with the Lord.
Yes.
But how has it been for you and Max?
You know, it's been an interesting journey, to say the least. Clearly, we can see that God's hand is upon this foundation. When we first decided to, you know, advocate for something to help other families who have suffered loss, It was just very clear to us that we didn't want to necessarily take on the H1N1 and vaccination route, and it's so specific. We just thought, you know, clearly our pain can be felt by anybody who has lost a child, the whole spectrum, whether it's an, you know, accidental vehicle, any way that they lose a child, mm-hmm. their hearts are suffering. They're in pain. And so we wanted to just found this organization in Joshua's name to be there to help families. And what's really unique, I think, about the organization is we help them at the moment of their loss. We're kind of like detectives for a bit. We're proactive. We get online. We're on social media. Does anybody know this family? Can we please try and reach out to this family? We want to help them in any way we can. We want to know that we're a resource to be there for them in any way that we can. We've helped over a dozen families in our first fiscal year. 2011 was our first, you know, full year of the foundation being founded. And we've helped over a dozen families with, you know, funeral costs, grief counseling, medical costs. We've just recently had a partnership with Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center. They've been such a blessing to us. So they're able to help us utilize their facilities to host our monthly bereavement support groups. Of course, New Hope, our church that we go to, has been so supportive of allowing us to have our remembrance event there. And we saw it grow last year from the first year. Over 150 people attended, which makes you feel, to a certain extent, good that there is something for them, an event to remember their child, an event to hear a message of hope, a testimony, you know, a Christian setting where, you know, worship and praise and everything is there. But at the same time, it's kind of sad that so many people show up too, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because then you realize there are a lot of people that are suffering this loss. I mean, if you look at just what happened recently in the news media, the accidents on Maui, accidents here, drunk drive, all these things, it's so much loss of life that you think, you know, can we be not so busy, right? Can there be not so many people suffering with this kind of pain? But tragically, it happens. And what about the stories that you don't hear, that's not on the news and not in the paper, the child diagnosed with cancer, you know, the SIDS incident, things like that that happen in hospitals every week? There is a great need for this foundation. And what we bring to the table, aside from resources, is obviously our faith in Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you shared about Christ, you know, and you've shared about how Christ brought you through this time that you had as a family with Joshua's passing. How has Christ helped you through? I mean, now, because time has gone by.
Mm-hmm. 3 years, yeah, three years.
But how have you processed, you and Max processed in the, you know, in like in the last year?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. And I'll tell you, our whole world is upside down, but in a good way, if you can fathom that. When we were Christians, you know, for the 10, 15 years that we were prior to Joshua being in our lives, it was almost at a superficial level. You know, you go to church, you hear what the pastor had to say. That was good enough. Never needed to open our Bible, right? He's going to tell us what we need to know. You have fun on the weekends. We kind of lived for the everyday and for the moment. When Joshua was born and he was in our lives, oh, absolutely best time of our lives. Bliss, fun. What are we going to do as a family?
It's like you're living a dream.
Exactly.
Right?
Life was absolutely off the charts, amazing and wonderful. And we thought, yes, Jesus, thank you, right? Thank you for just blessing us and making life so super. And you always think that because you're a Christian, that's how life's going to be, right? Life's going to be great and you're going to be blessed and Jesus has your back. And now we realize that's really not real life, right? I mean, it's great if people have nothing wrong in their lives and no challenges, but what this has done, what this tragedy has done, has brought us closer to Jesus. He's more real to us today than he ever was, because we are clinging to him. We are reaching for him. We are crying for him and in need of him so desperately, because we realize that the reality of his divine intervention, it's there. Do you know what I mean? But you have to ask for it. You have to want it. You have to know that he is available, but you have to reach for him. And I think when I say that our world is upside down, it's like we were almost living in a facade before and thinking this is real life, when really life is about suffering. Life is about pain. And I think that God allows that to happen so that you can reach for him. We have a better relationship with Jesus now than we ever did in all the years before Joshua was born and when he was with us. It's almost like it took that heartbreak, that, like you said, that those shattered dreams, that shattered life, for God to say, you know, lean on me and I'll help you sort of rebuild your heart. Because when Joshua left, and, you know, like you mentioned, it happened so fast. One day he's healthy and strong. The next day he gets a fever and he passes. You know, he's fine on a Wednesday. He's in the hospital on Thursday and he is gone on Friday, just that quickly. And for any parent who's ever had a child with a fever, you never expect that your child's going to lose their life. It's just not, it doesn't happen. And so going through that journey, we just realized that, wow, you know, God allows things to happen, but he's there for you through it. He's there in it with you, you know, and it's just been an amazing journey of how he took our lives and how I thought I would never smile again. I thought I would never laugh again. I clearly knew I would never be happy again, but all of that is not true. All of that is not true. We were blessed just miraculously with the birth of our son, Logan, last year in April 2011. He just turned one. He is a miracle and such a blessing from the Lord. It's like, you know, it's funny how we may think of God as a certain way, maybe, you know, just two-dimensional, but God is saying, looking at us and saying, you have no idea what kind of plans I have for you. I just want the best for you. I love you so much. Just trust me and look at what I have planned for you. Did I think that when Joshua was born, we would lose him? No. Did I think that after we lost him, I would have another child at the age of 41? No. Did I think that I would be able to smile and laugh and have joy after that loss? No. But it's possible because of Jesus, because somehow we just found a way to trust him and to surrender to him. And he's just done amazing things in our lives.
You know, we're going to take a break now. And Erica, you know, the way that you are able to fluidly express Christ and your love for Christ. Somebody asked me, so Danny, what do you do? I said, well, you've heard of reality TV? I said, yeah. He said, yeah. I said, well, I have a radio program. It's like reality radio.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we deal with real stuff and real people and real pain and how Jesus Christ can bring healing and hope to people who are facing the everyday trials of life. You did something. Max did something. When everything went south, so to speak, well, for you, it was, I mean, everything fell apart.
Right.
You chose to run to Christ. Something happened that just drove you to Christ. And because of that, there's this, it's like you crossed the threshold. Somebody has to make a choice today. As you're listening to this program, this may be your moment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, now, what happens if you just think about it? You're a friend, right? You have a relationship with somebody, and they want to be close to you, and they want to know you. They want to know your heart. They want to know secrets about your life, about what makes you tick. Now, if that person who starts off kind of like a general acquaintance, but you know them and they know you, do you disclose everything to them about yourself when they're at that level? And then you don't really even know how much you can trust them, you know? And then you go through something together, and then you see how they respond to the most treacherous situation. And they make a choice at that point. Instead of ditching out on you, instead of like going only for themselves, they get closer to you. In fact, under the most pressure, the most devastating scenario, they got your back. I mean, they refuse to deny you. And you're shocked by the fact that they're that loyal. When that happens, how would you feel? Would you disclose a little more of yourself? Would you feel safe? Well, the reason I say that is because that's how it is with God sometimes. I think the Lord allows, because God has certain plans for us, and for you, as you're listening, and he has certain plans for Max and Erica Nevis, plans so grandiose that they couldn't see, you can't see, I can't see. But if he's going to do something great, he'll allow great suffering. And through that, he allows us, and in this case, Max and Erica, to see where they really stand. And they made a choice. And it's like when they chose to run to the Lord, to grab hold of him, to seek him, to seek him with all their heart. It's like the Lord said, my boy, my girl, let me show you who I really am. And now I can disclose myself to you. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Erica Nevis. Erica is the executive director of the Joshua Nevis Children's Foundation. Her and her husband, Max, have been in studio with me. It was one of the most compelling stories, testimonies shared when they lost their 3-year-old son, Joshua, to the H1N1 flu virus. Now the Lord has opened up an opportunity for them to minister to many who are suffering, grieving. If you're tuning in right now and you want to hear the rest of the program, the earlier part, as Erica was sharing, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and download the rest of the story for free. If you want to find out more about the Nevis Foundation, Joshua Nevis Foundation, go to nevisfoundation.org and get information. You might know a family member, a friend who needs their ministry right now, or maybe it might be you. nevisfoundation.org. Erica, why did you choose to respond to Christ in the way that you and Max did in the heat of pain?
You know, I have to be honest, Danny, we were talking, off the air, and I would say Max was actually the first one to respond immediately in the positive towards Christ. He, I guess, is, you know, head of the household, the man of the house. He was the leader and said, you know, we're going to just trust Christ and we're going to follow him and we're just going to chase after him. But for me as the mother, you know, I bore Joshua in me. I carried him for 9 months. I nursed him. I was always with him. I was his primary caretaker and he was my buddy. You know, he and I were always together. Immediately, my feelings were, I was mad. You know, I was angry. How come God didn't save him? How come he's not with us? Why didn't, you know, Jesus intervene and save him? Why am I mourning? And people would always throw me that scripture, you know, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And I would say, well, if my son was still here, I wouldn't need to be comforted because I wouldn't be mourning, right? So mm-hmm. I really struggled, actually, for a number of months. I tried, you know, in small doses to, you know, listen to Christian music and accept people praying for me and things like that. But then I started to actually move away from God because I was just upset and sad and, you know, that my Joshua wasn't here anymore. And I think when I started taking that turn away from the Lord and being disappointed that, you know, God didn't save him, that Joshua isn't here, then I started really to kind of experience attacks that, you know, the enemy starts to play games with your mind, and so you start throwing in doubt. And then I really started feeling myself sad. And that's a very real thing, that feeling of being separated from Christ and the enemy sort of, you know, preying on you. That's a very real thing, and many people can attest to that. But when I saw that I was really sort of going down that road and having these doubts and all these things, then it started to scare me. Actually, it really started. I would have nightmares, I would have bad dreams. It was really sort of bringing me further down into that hole of depression. And, you know, I don't know if we had mentioned in the prior show, but Max really felt compelled to say, should we try again? Because, you know, I was 40 at the time. Should we try for, you know, more children? You know, I was getting older. And we did try, but then I had a miscarriage on Christmas morning.
That was Christmas morning.
Right, Christmas morning. And I thought, you know, it was already the first Christmas without Joshua. Mm. We think, here's our hope, right? Jesus is saying, you know, whatever, I brought Joshua home early for reasons maybe not known to you now, but I'm going to bless you with this child just so that you have, you know, a child to love and so forth. And then we lose that child on Christmas morning. So it was like losing two children, right, in a matter of 6 months. And it was actually that Christmas morning that I took out my Bible, because at that point I thought, what can I do? This is God, right? How often are you going to be mad at God, and how long can you be mad at God? He's God. It's God's will. Like, we have our own plans for our life, but really it's God's plan and God's will that's going to happen. So I could be mad and throwing my fist in the air, but God's looking at me going, you know, you can trust me and get on board. Or, you know, if I went down that other road, it would have been a really bad road. So I said, I'm going to open my Bible. And God, I don't know what's happening. I don't know why Joshua went home early. I don't know why we lost this baby. I don't know what's happening. Or, you know, we're good people. Why are we suffering? Why is this pain coming upon us? But Lord, I'm just going to read your word. I'm going to read your word, and I'm going to somehow know who you are. I'm going to know who you are, Lord, and I'm going to try and better my relationship with you. I'm going to get into the word. I'm going to try and understand more than I knew, you know, even before as a Christian. And that's what I did. And to this day, you know, 3 years after Joshua's passing, I feel like I'm more committed in my faith and stronger now than I was before.
Erica, you know, somebody, the unbearable quality of what you've gone through and what people go through. So somebody listening today may have gone through that same thing, but you know what? They didn't choose Christ. Mm-hmm. It was scary to them, but for whatever reason, they did not have the wherewithal, mm-hmm. Strength, grace, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They went down the path, and it's been miserable. Mm. They've been wounded. It's been years. They're angry, bitter. I mean, their soul is hard-hearted. Their hearts are hard. But they're listening. Mm. And they're thinking, yeah, man, I missed it. Mm. Can they come back?
You know, Danny, just as you were speaking, I just had this vision of being lost and seeing somebody like where you're sitting right now with a GPS system. It's like if I'm wandering around and I'm lost and I have no idea how to get to my destination, but here you are going, look at me, I have a GPS. Come to me. I have a GPS. I can tell you, you know, what road you need to take. And I keep looking at you going, I don't want the GPS. I'm just going to continue to circle around and be lost and lost and try and figure it out on my own. When I'm looking at you and you have the GPS, right? It's like coming to Christ. If people are trying to bear this kind of burden, whatever it may be, whether it's loss, whether it's, you know, the pain of a relationship or work or whatever trial they're suffering, it's like Jesus has the map. You know what I mean? He has the GPS. If you come to him and you just cry upon him and just cry out to him, he can guide you. You know, he's the light to our path, right? He's the lamp to our feet. And as people keep ignoring him, trying to just figure it out on their own, when he's saying, look at me, I'm right here. Just turn to me and trust me and I can help you out of it. But, you know, a lot of people feel like I'm going to do it on my own. And why in the world would you want to bear that struggle on your own when you have the creator of the universe, the God Almighty, the sovereign king, willing to be there and to help you out of your struggle? Why? Why would you want to do it alone?
I'm sure you've had opportunities to share that with some people. It's important that you share it now, you know, on our, because of the volume of people that are listening, because, but they're hearing it just themselves. Mm. It's like a one-on-one, like you're talking to somebody heart to heart, very personal. And I think through that, the Lord will speak through you, because it's something that people need to hear, that it's not over.
Mm.
Even if they have hardened their hearts to Christ, the fact that we're talking, it's an act of God's grace reminding them that, okay, it's still not too late. You can still come. I still want to heal you. You know how it gets sometimes when time goes by, and the further along we get with time, we begin to get more distant and more hopeless because we feel like, now, I had a chance. The window passed. The door closed, and I missed it. And it makes it even worse. But what you're saying is, the door is still open. Christ can still bring healing. Christ can still bring restoration through that. We're going to take a break now, but when we come back, I got a question I want to ask Erica. I'm kind of setting it up, setting her up in this question, but you know, somebody who loses a child, what do you say when, or how do you feel when somebody asks questions like, how many children do you have? When we come back, I'll ask that, you know, and Erica will answer. And if you've never lost a child, it might surprise you. And if you have, you'll know that you're not alone. You'll know that others feel the pain that you feel. It could seem like a small thing to somebody else, but it's a huge thing to you. And every time you have to answer it, something just stirs in your heart. Well, you're not alone. Erica Neves is here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Carrie Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Carrie Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Sometimes a little thing to you might be a big thing to somebody else. You know, you ask somebody a question, you expect a certain kind of answer, but we don't always know what it does inside of that person when they have to answer that question. Now, I'm not saying we all have to be very super sensitive or extra sensitive about everything. Life is life. Life is fluid. Things happen. But for those who have suffered pain, you know, there's certain things, you know, that just nudge us a certain way. And I'm here with Erica Neves. She and her husband, Max, experienced the loss of their son, Joshua Neves, back in 2009, mm-hmm. and from the complications of the H1N1 flu virus, through that and through the pain, through all the things that they went through, the Lord has repositioned them in with the Joshua Neves Foundation to really minister to people. It started in August 2010. It's been growing because of the need. There's needs that exist that we don't even know exist, but the Lord has positioned them to be able to help meet those needs. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Erica Neves. She's the executive director of the Joshua Neves Children's Foundation. To find out more about the foundation, you can go to www.nevesfoundation.org. That's nevesfoundation.org. And for this show, as you're listening to Erica, just process, you know, we're just having a heart-to-heart talk about things that go on in life through suffering and pain and shocking loss. It's certainly an encouragement. And you might be thinking, I need my cousin to listen to this, my uncle, my friend, my auntie, a relative. You can download this for free, send it to them as a Facebook link, and just go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And there you can access this and other stories, even the story that they shared a while back, Max and Erica. You can access that as well. Erica, somebody asks you, how many children do you have? How do you respond to that?
Yeah, that's an innocent enough question, right? Everybody wants to, you know, get together and make friends and network. And it's a common enough question. But for people who've experienced loss, it's tough because at that very point, you don't know whether you say the number of children you have here or you include the child that's passed on. Just, you know, recently I had someone that was, you know, we have our one-year-old Logan and was sort of oohing and aahing over the baby and said, oh, how many do you have? And right there I was like, oh, my heart just sinks a little bit. And I said, you know, Logan is one and we have a daughter in preschool. But in my mind, I'm thinking, and we have our Joshua. But, you know, in that kind of passing situation, you don't know, should I get involved? Should I tell the whole story? And that's always a tough question for parents, I think, who've experienced loss, because you always want people to know that your child existed and your child still exists. Mm-hmm. But do you, mm-hmm. you know, tell everything that happened, or do you just say the number that's here? It's a tough question.
Sort of seems like somewhat of a tearing in your heart when you have to say it like that.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's tough. I remember once, actually, in the months after Joshua passed, a friend of mine said, you know, Erica, you got to get out of the house. You have to get out of the house. I was like, you know, just curled up on the couch crying and like, get out of the house, girl. And she took me out to lunch and I ran into a former coworker. And again, small talk, right? Hey, Erica, how are you? How are you doing? Oh, how many you have, right? And I kind of looked at her and I said, and I opened up to her because I used to work with her, you know. And I said, oh, yeah, I just lost my son a few months ago. And she looked at me, completely did not acknowledge what I said, and said, oh, yeah, and my boys are doing this, and just went on and on with little chitter chatter. And I kind of looked at her and I thought, did you hear me say that I just lost my son? Completely didn't acknowledge. But, and I was really hurt by that. I was very, very hurt. But I think for people who, you know, are on that other side, I think it throws them, right? So I kind of have to forgive that and say, well, clearly she didn't know what to say. She didn't know how to accept it. She didn't know what to do with that information. And I think that's common too. If somebody walked up to you, I think the least you would say is, I'm so sorry for your loss. Acknowledge it, at least, because the person that experienced the loss wants, I think, that validation that we're all sorry about it, right? I'm sorry that I lost my son. I would like if I told somebody and shared that they would at least say, I'm sorry for your loss and acknowledge it. But it does throw people off that they don't know what to say. So they divert. Yeah, they divert and they don't want to talk about it. Nobody wants to be around pain.
So when somebody says, I'm sorry for your loss, how does that?
You know, I think it's the minimum. Yeah, it's the minimum, because for me, at least it acknowledges that I have experienced a loss. It acknowledges that they're aware of it. There's not much that I think people can say that would comfort you. Do you know what I mean? But just acknowledging the loss is something. And Max, for whatever reason, he likes to hear or he likes to suggest there's no words, because really there aren't. If you just say, you know, I'm sorry, there's no words. I don't know what to say. My brother said that actually following our loss, you know, I had to call them and tell them, you know, Joshua's gone. And my brother said, I don't even know what to say. I said, there isn't anything to say. Right. So I think acknowledging the loss and just being with the person, even if it's just to sit in silence, you know, if it's again, like I mentioned, there's so many things that you hear about in the media, you know, big car accidents and drunk driving and all these things. And, you know, after the headlines pass, you got to realize there's still a family out there. There's still a number of families out there that are struggling day by day. And for, you know, your listeners who may know of a family that's doing that, I think the best suggestion that I would say if you're trying to help or be there for a family who has suffered any kind of loss is just be there and be proactive. You know, a lot of times for the people who have suffered the loss, like for me, I didn't want to be a burden. So I wouldn't reach out and say, can you, you know, I can't even think of cooking dinner. Can you just bring me some noodles or, you know, something, right? I can't even think. Your mind and your ability to function is kind of out the door. So to have friends say, you know what, I'm going to come over on Wednesday. Is that okay? Can I come over and be proactive to really be there? Because for loss that is fresh, your world is really like it is a fog. You're disillusioned. You're still almost denying that you're living this reality, and you're hoping you're going to wake up from a dream, and you're hoping that maybe it's not real. So you're sort of paralyzed. Mm-hmm. So you can't really feed yourself. I guess that's the local thing, is just feed those people. You know what I mean? Help them. Be there for them. Be proactive and kind of wiggling your way into their lives to be there for them.
So just come, bring a box of Manapua.
Any sit, know. Listen. I think the other thing, you know, even if as time has passed, you know, and I've experienced this in speaking to other families, you know, through the foundation and our bereavement support group meetings and just in fellowship when we have picnics and other event, I think the one thing that I can say is common among all the families is that we want to validate that our children were here. We want to validate that our children existed. So if you run into somebody, don't be afraid to bring up that child's name and to even share a memory. I mean, I get so, you know, at peace in my heart when somebody says, do you remember when? And then they talk about a memory they have of Joshua. Really? Remember this party? Or remember when Joshua? Oh my gosh, it just melts my heart. But when you run into friends and you know that they know Joshua, or you know that they know your child, but they're afraid to say anything because they don't want to hurt you or upset you, it's like the elephant in the room. I know every day my son is not with me, just like the parent or the brother or the sister who's lost their sibling. So don't be afraid to bring up that person's name. I think it will help them, whoever has suffered loss, when you share a memory, you share a positive comment. But if you ignore it, I think that's more painful. It's more hurtful not to even mention the person's name. And it is kind of the elephant in the room because you're going, oh, you know, he lost his teenage daughter or lost her teenage son, and you don't want to say anything. When really just go over there and say, you know, I'm so sorry for your loss. I remember your son. He was a good kid. Something, right? Yeah. It's so helpful and so encouraging. Mm.
And it sort of reminds them that he lives on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Or she lives on.
Exactly. Because you think you're thinking about your kid all the time, but when somebody else says, I remember him at this or I remember her at that, it's a blessing. It really
Joshua
is.
Nevis Foundation, you guys have certain events that you have yearly. And since we're talking about, you know, remembering, you have something called a remembrance event.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Every year during the month of December, we have an annual holiday event, and it's an opportunity for families to come and bring a photo ornament, remembrance of their child, put it on the Christmas tree. We're always in partnership with New Hope, and they can go online to find out the date, you know, for each year. And we have a message of hope. We usually have a testimony from somebody who's experienced loss. We'll have fellowship afterwards, and it's a nice venue because it gives them the opportunity during a difficult, you know, otherwise difficult holiday season when they have one less gift to buy, to still know that their child in some way is involved in their holiday. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that we can go there and just say, you know, Joshua, we know you're with Jesus right now, but we want you to, you know that you're still part of this celebration. You're still part of this event. So we have that every year in December.
Life is a series of, well, many events, many memories. We're living out a story that God is writing. And each part, each chapter has a significant point to it. There's things that go on. Some of it is tragedy. Some of it allows us to experience greater love. And the sharing of memories, the telling of stories, remembrances, is such a great gift that God has given to us. You know, we're relational beings. Mm-hmm. And what do we always do? What's the story?
Yeah.
You know, what happened? What's going on? That we want to know. Mm-hmm. And something happens when people share it too. And that's why I think this event is great.
It's healing. It does help people heal to share their
story. And it might sound like kind of wooden. But when we talk about processing life, processing pain, processing discomfort and suffering, it helps in the healing. Mm-hmm. And there's a strengthening that comes through that in the process. So the remembrance event, what other events does Joshua Nevis Children's Foundation have?
Every year, fellowship is very big with us. You know, it's like being part of this sort of fraternity that you kind of don't want to be a part of, but you need to be around other people. You clearly need to be around other people to share your story with them so that you can, you know, get encouraged by them too. And in sharing, there's healing. And so every summer, we have a fellowship picnic. It's either going to be at Magic Island or at Kapi'olani Park, but it's always during the summer in the month of August, so they can check online for that. But it's nice to have the families get together, even for the kids, you know, for people who have suffered loss. Their families maybe have younger brothers, younger sisters, so it's important for us to also create positive memories. You know, a lot of these kids, even, you know, our own daughter, we don't want them to live in the shadow of our pain. We don't want them to grow up being compared to what could have been. You know, usually it's the child that's the star child or the straight A student or like was the best child, you know, kid and the good kid. And, you know, these children now that have suffered the loss of a brother or sister, they're growing up in an environment where the parents are grieving, you know, that they're sort of maybe unsure of their path in life and they're sort of living in this shadow. So we want to create positive events for the kids too. And that's why we need the Joshua Nevis Children's Foundation. Clearly we have a heart even for the surviving children and siblings to create events that are positive for them and for them to kind of network with other boys and girls too.
NevisFoundation.org. That's where you go to find out when they are, where they are, how to get connected. NevisFoundation.org. Now, there's also, we live in Hawaii, so, you know, one of the great sports here, I mean, it's like everywhere you go in Hawaii, there's a golf course, right?
Yes.
So you have a golf tournament.
We have a charity golf tournament. That's our one big annual fundraiser. That's usually in the month of July. We've partnered with Hawaii Prince, and they've been just fantastic. So we enjoy working with them. And so we'll continue to have that. We just had our first one last year, so we're having one again this July. And we'll continue to just have it in the month of July. That seems to be a good month for people. So that's our big fundraiser, and that's what helps us to fund our core programs for the bereavement support, you know, the resources for the memorial services, the hospital that really helps us fund all of those services.
NevisFoundation.org, that's where you go. And, you know, you might even just want to talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to talk. Again, we talk about process, mm-hmm. how to connect. You know, sometimes when we suffer, we feel like we are going crazy. Life doesn't make sense. And then depression kicks in. Oh, man, it makes it even worse. You know, I mean, so you just need somebody to talk to. And maybe you got the guts or the courage, a little bit of guts or courage just to get out of get out of the house, get out of bed, or just grab onto the phone, even in a weary way, to dial up that number, you know, NevisFoundation.org, that's where you can go. What's the phone number?
And the number is 292-2304.
292-2304. 292-2304, area code 808. Mm-hmm. 292-2304. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back for this, our next segment, Erica mentioned some of what about it in the Queen's Liliuokalani Foundation, the Children's Center. When we come back, we'll talk about that and how that partnership came about. Mm-hmm. Because out of the dust of ashes, the dust and ashes, a brokenness, there's been some very unique partnerships that have come about that God has, well, you could just say miraculously, set things up to facilitate the work in the name of Jesus Christ that will bring hope to people with shattered hearts, broken lives, to bring them back together. Erica will share that story with us, that story, when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You step out in faith because you believe that God has spoken to you. There's a great need for what the cause that you're meeting a need. You have a great cause, and you step out, and then you wonder, is this of God? Mm-hmm. Am I going beyond my bounds here? And you certainly are, and you know you are. You're thinking, God, are you going to meet me here? And then all of a sudden, God kisses you, and he kisses what you're doing, so to speak. You know, and you begin to see connections take place. Things happen, relationships begin to develop because God is in it. And you can see Christ setting things up so that his working, his touch can be known by even more people. Really, you're doing evangelism. You're reaching out with the love of Jesus Christ. Well, that's the story of the Joshua Nevis Children's Foundation. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Erica Nevis. Erica is the executive director of the Joshua Nevis Children's Foundation. And, you know, we've been here just talking heart to heart. This is what you call reality radio. They've been on, her and her husband, Max, at a time of real tender grief. And they shared and they ran to Christ, cling to Christ. And now Christ is working through them, through the Joshua Nevis Children's Foundation. Erica, tell us, how is it that you've seen the Lord working in your ministry?
Oh, so many ways. And I think, you know, one of the ways clearly he's brought people to mm-hmm. the organization to help us with the expert level that we needed. He's brought, for example, this new partnership with Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center. Their mission is to help orphans, right, of Hawaiian ancestry for children who've lost parents. So we're like the other end of that spectrum, right? Families who've lost children. So the marriage between our organizations is incredible, and they have been a tremendous blessing. The use of their facilities for our monthly bereavement support groups and their counselors to be on hand for us has been an incredible blessing. Recently, you know, it's tax season. We had to do all the taxes and for the foundations because we are a 501c3, you know, charitable nonprofit. So we had to get all of that paperwork in order. And there was a tax lawyer that I was working with, and I was in need of help of a CPA. And he said, you know, contact this person. And, you know, just God has helped us get the expertise and the experience that we need to do the things that need to get done for this organization. And it's really been pretty amazing to watch, you know, especially, I gotta say, I was a little bit frustrated, you know, doing all the paperwork and everything. And then here comes this certified public accountant saying, here, I'm going to lend you my expertise. And I just thought, you know, Jesus, thank you. Thank you so much for bringing these people that we need to help further the organization to build, you know, even greater, to expand our territory. So he's been doing pretty amazing things.
Now, you know, sometimes in the connection, the Lord will link us with people or organizations that we don't think they would even pay attention mm-hmm. to us, mm-hmm. or why would they be interested in mm-hmm. what we're doing, mm-hmm. or why would they be interested in a partnership? You experienced something like that recently. Mm-hmm. You know, like with the Queen's Liliuokalani Children's Center, how did that come about?
Well, what happened was when we had our remembrance event with New Hope, two of the counselors came to our event. Okay. And so they saw what we were doing. And so they had offered to partner with us. And it's just been a tremendous blessing for us to be a part of, you know, in partnership with that organization.
Now, how does that work?
Well, they have their facilities on Halona Street. And so what happens is when we have our monthly bereavement support group, they allow us to utilize their facilities as well as their counselors are on site. And it's actually, I should mention that it's a bereavement support and prayer group. And that may be all the difference. Yeah, because there are a lot of groups, support groups that you can go to where you talk about your feelings and you talk about what's going on. But I think the difference in our group is we have prayer involved, right? We pray at the beginning of the meeting, everybody shares, and then obviously at the close of the meeting, everybody prays together to have covering over that.
So when you pray, and how have you seen the impact of prayer?
Wow. You know, there have been families in attendance that have been there that have said, I feel so much better afterward. I feel so much better after having shared. And it, you know, the comments that we've received is, it's incredible to be amongst a group of people that understand, yeah, that have been through it. Even though our pain, obviously our loss may be through different ways, you know, whether it's illness or accidental or so forth, the feedback we've gotten is they are comfortable being in a room of people that understand and have that compassion. And again, to be prayed over, it's like they feel like a weight has been lifted, is a lot of the comments that we get. A weight has been lifted off their shoulders and they feel just more relieved having been a part of the monthly support group. So it's been very, very positive feedback we've gotten.
Erica, we need to be the hands of Jesus, the feet of Jesus, the smile, where people can feel the loving touch of the Lord. And there's no more much needed time than when we're in pain. Mm. Someone today, right now, Erica, is struggling. Can you say a prayer for someone right now? Maybe a parting word for them right now of encouragement and then a prayer.
Okay. For anyone out there that has suffered loss or is just struggling with anything, any kind of struggle in their lives, and you just don't know where to go, my experience, my pain, my heartbreak, when my world was turned upside down, I turned away from Jesus at first because I was mad. I was upset. And you may be experiencing that too. You don't want to talk to him. But I would beg you and I would encourage you to just open your heart to him, because he and only he can do miraculous things. If you would just allow him to work in your life, just reach for him, just cry to him, just scream for him and just say, Jesus, please. Please help me. Please help me. That was the cry of my heart. That was really what changed and started moving in a different direction. That's how we, you know, formed the organization, how we can reach out to help other families. We've been blessed by our son, Logan. We have our daughter, Michaela. I never, ever thought I would know joy in my life again. That's the honest truth. I was so broken and so devastated. I never thought that I would know joy again. And God has been there to just say, trust me, trust me, and be with me on this journey. And he has blessed us tremendously. So I would encourage you.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for sharing that. You know, the Lord's hand of grace is upon you. And so he sends Erica Nevis today to speak heart to heart to you, right where you are, right where you're going through, to remind you, hey, you're not alone. The Lord says, I love you, I know you, and no matter how deep or how far you've gone, there is hope. Mm. And so we just remind you there is hope in Christ. Mm. And so Erica, mahalo, big thank you for being here with us today. You know, in the next few days, you're going to hear other stories, gripping stories from people like Erica Nevis. I want you to invite someone to listen and be inspired. 2 o'clock and 12 midnight every day, and free downloads at thegoodlifehawaii.org. James 5 verse 11 says, behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Erica Neves. Find out more at nevesfoundation.org. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.